when the man gets home. And just like the first time, we're just strangers again. I might have grown out of style in the place I've been. And just like the first time, I'll be shaking inside when I walk in the door. There'll be no place to hide. Oh, how you gonna see me now? Please don't see me ugly, babe, 'cause I feel I let you down in oh so many ways.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Biden says he'll drop out of the presidential race if God tells him to.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
With the friends of, and with the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
Mr. Biden acknowledged his poor debate performance last week, even as he said he didn't remember whether he watched a replay, but insisted his record will win over voters. Downgraded to a tropical storm, Beryl is headed toward Texas after raking over the Yucatan Peninsula, forecast to once again reach hurricane strength. A train derailment and fire in Carrington, North Dakota. Federal Railroad Administration personnel are on the scene. In Iran, a reformist candidate won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting a hardliner by promising to reach out to the West and ease enforcement of the country's mandatory headscarf law. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to Columbus police, it was a fight that led to a Columbus man being shot and killed. During a news conference on Friday morning, the police chief identified the victim as a 42-year-old man from Columbus. In the early morning hours of July 4th, a police officer was investigating what he thought was fireworks. At the same time, several 911 calls came in about a fight. When the officer got to the 100 block of South Ludington Street in downtown Columbus, he found the victim had been shot and was taken to Prairie Ridge Health, where he died. Police then used video camera footage to identify the suspect, a 22-year-old man of Columbus. The man was arrested 12 hours after the shooting. Two suspects have been arrested after a shooting that happened in the town of Newport. It happened Thursday night on Highway 16. Officers say a person called police saying that someone in a car was shooting at them. Officers found the suspect's vehicle and made a traffic stop. They arrested two men in their 30s, both from Reedsburg. The victim's car was hit in the shooting, but the victim was not injured. They are still investigating the incident. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated storm or two and a high in the upper 70s to 80. Mostly cloudy, a few storms tonight, low 60s, and partly sunny and a storm or two again tomorrow, high upper 70s. Isolated storms still possible on Monday, Tuesday, highs upper 70s to 80. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees.
Maximum hits.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out, one shot made Liberty fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Gene Pitney, the man who shot Liberty Valance, not used in the movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. In fact, Gene Pitney was recording it when they found out the movie had just came out. And now the song gives away the plot of the movie, so I guess that's really why they didn't use it. But that goes back to 1962. 7 minutes after 7, good morning. Kevin Kellogg on your Saturday. And if you got a song request, 608-355-9970 is the way to get a hold of me this morning. How about some Keith in 98.6, 99.7, Max FM.
Again, oh hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Hey, everybody on the street, I see you smiling. Must be because I found my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the
medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Well, if you didn't stay up late last night for the Brewers, it didn't turn out too well against the Dodgers. We've got that coming up in sports in just a little bit. Also got a request off the text line at 608-355-9970. Chris wants to wake up this morning with a little Ted Nugent. This is going out also for Kathy and Wacky and Baraboo. It's Cat Scratch Fever on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
I'm not afraid.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Box Tops, and Cry Like a Baby and The Crystals. Before that, 7:19 on your Saturday morning. What's going on around the area? Downtown Baraboo Farmers Markets on the Courthouse Square from 8 until 12:30 today. The West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot from 8 a.m. until 2. Free Baraboo Historic Walking Tours on the square next to the cannon at 10 this morning. And there's fireworks yet tonight. Merrimack Fireworks is on the corner of Highway 78 and Idlewild Road. And then the City of Wisconsin Dells Fireworks in the downtown area at dusk tonight. Again, weather permitting. 7:19, a look at the weather forecast. And we'll take a look at sports. Brewers not happy with the way the game ended in L.A. last night. We've got that coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of the series in L.A. to the Dodgers by the final count of 8-5 last night. The Brewers would fall behind, but then a 5-run fourth inning, including a grand slam from Rhys Hoskins, would stake the Brewers to a lead. But then the Dodgers would respond with 2 in the bottom of the fourth, 1 in the seventh, and then 3 pivotal runs in the eighth inning, including 3 home runs from catcher Will Smith and Freddie Freeman knocking in the go-ahead run, skipper Pat Murphy.
Credit to the Dodgers, credit to Freddie Freeman. He's
done it in the clutch so many times. A couple borderline pitches there that could have went the other way, and that's baseball. Great environment. That's what it's all about. Tonight's what it's all about. We got to respond. Young guys got to figure out, how to be able to perform their best in these types of environments.
Aaron Civale pitched well, giving up 4 earned runs over 5 innings while striking out a season-high 8 for the Crew as he makes his first appearance after the trade earlier in the week from the Tampa Bay Rays. The Brewers have not dropped 2 straight, look to snap a slide tonight. 6:15 first pitch from Chavez Ravine. Freddy Peralta gets the start against James Paxton. On to minor league baseball, where Beloit knocked off Wisconsin 5-1. The Timber Rattlers host the Skycarp again tonight. In the American Association, Milwaukee 17-9 the win over Sioux City. The Milkmen in action in Sioux City again tonight. Lake County falls at Cleburne by the final count of 5-4, those same two also this evening. On to football, where the countdown to the season rolls on. The Green Bay Packers are under 2 weeks away from the rookies reporting. The first full team practice for Packers training camp comes up on Monday, July 22nd. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated storm or two and a high in the upper 70s to 80. Mostly cloudy, a few storms tonight, low 60s, and partly sunny and a storm or two again tomorrow, high upper 70s. Isolated storms still possible on Monday, Tuesday, highs upper 70s to 80. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, and time for a look at musical birthdays on Tuesday, the 2nd of July. Dee Palmer, the keyboard player for Jethro Tull, celebrated his 87th birthday.
Walking through forests of palm tree apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the wall, say a word and the boys will be right there with claws at your back to send the chill through the night. Is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning, but be bolder. I'll write on your tombstone, I thank you for dinner. This game and we animals play is the winner. Well, let's snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king on the sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up his jungle as players resume. The monkeys see willing to strike up the tune. Let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me. I'm a tiger. When I want love, I'm a snake.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Bungle in the Jungle from Jethro Tull. The keyboard player, Dee Palmer, celebrated his 87th birthday on Tuesday. Leapy Lee celebrated his 85th birthday on Tuesday. We got some little arrows flying around.
A little boy shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, those little arrows everywhere from Leapy Lee. He celebrated his 85th birthday on Tuesday. Celebrating birthday 75 on Tuesday from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, keyboardist Roy Pitton celebrated birthday 75.
We gotta get out while we're young.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM keyboardist Roy Britton from the E Street Band celebrated his 75th birthday on Tuesday, a little Born to Run. We're going to do two in a row from the Babies because we find the guitarist and keyboardist Mike Corby celebrated his 73rd birthday on Wednesday, and John Waite, the lead singer, celebrated his 72nd birthday on Thursday. So let's do a couple from the Babies on 99.7 Max FM.
Love was the last thing I had on my mind. Holding you is a warmth that I thought I could never find. Just trying to decide. Or stay by your side. I know I could cry. I've seen visions of someone like you in my life. A love that's strong, reaching out, holding me through the darkest night. Just trying to decide. Or stay by your side. I don't want to cry. I just I feel a warmth in my heart and my soul that I never knew. This love affair gives me strength that I need just to get me through. I thought you understood. People say a love like ours will surely pass, but I know a love like ours will last and last.
Every time I think of you, every time I think of you, every time. seasons come and seasons go, but our love will never die. Let me hold you, darling, so you won't cry. 'Cause people say that our love affair will never last, but we know
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, couple from the Babies. Every time I think of you, and isn't it time? As John Waite celebrated his 72nd birthday on Thursday, and guitarist and keyboardist Mike Corby celebrated his 73rd birthday on Wednesday. Also on Thursday, July 4th, we find Ralph Johnson, the drummer with Earth, Wind, and Fire, celebrated his 73rd birthday. So let's do a little September. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, September, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, drummer Ralph Johnson celebrated his 73rd birthday yesterday. 747 weather forecast. We had a little light fog early this morning. It looks like we could get some rain this afternoon. We've got that in the forecast and your requests from 608-355-9970 all on the way.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows on July 20th. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows on July 20th. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated storm or two and a high in the upper 70s to 80. Mostly cloudy, a few storms tonight, low 60s, and partly sunny and a storm or two again tomorrow, high upper 70s. Isolated storms still possible on Monday, Tuesday, highs upper 70s to 80. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. I'm gonna wake you up early, cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. We're going down to the Honda shop, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's all right.
Second gear,
a lean ride.
Third gear,
hang on tight.
CCR down on the corner, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s, 7:56. We've got a look at the news coming up around the nation and our area. And also, we've got more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s. If you want to get a song request in, all you got to do is text me or call me, 608-355-9970. Here's Wet Willie on Max FM.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden sat for his first television interview since last week's debate. Some Democrats have called on him to step out of the race for a second term. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos asked,
if you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?